Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. We have a special topic today, inspired by a question I got the other day on spirit guides. We're going to talk about spirit guides and what they are, identifying them, trying to communicate with them, recognizing that they are good and not evil entities, and also using your spirit guides to help you and make contact with the higher part of yourself, because I do believe that the true purpose of a spirit guide that is genuine is to help you form a communion between your conscious mind or your left brain with your intuitive mind, which is your right brain, and therefore allow you to have a flow of energy coming from the higher part of yourself, which a lot of us call the supernatural, the super mind. Super conscious mind, there you go. I am aware that due to the recent moon wobble and the Mercury retrograde, and because of four retrograde planets right now, especially with that Saturn-Neptune conjunction at 11, that a lot of people are having a hard time lately, and a lot of really strange red tape is occurring. There's a whole lot of relationship imbalance on this planet right now, where one person loves the other person is not given enough feedback, or vice versa. And there's strange career energies, weird mechanical difficulties, insurance problems. It's funny how this dimension, especially this planet, this country, this nation, this city, this state, we just get pummeled with all these details that we have to take care of. A couple hundred years ago, you didn't have all this paperwork to deal with, but now you do have a lot of paperwork, and I am realizing, especially for you, the listener, that if you have cardinal planets in your chart, especially you focus on Cancer, Libra, or Aries in your chart, then you have probably been going through a very uncomfortable period this last couple of months. Do you know the way I embrace this whole thing? I'm real happy to be healthy. When I wake up in the morning and I notice that I don't have any pain, and then I'm smiling, and I feel good, and then my body works well, and I can exercise and work out and have a positive attitude, I'm fine. I'm aware that I have the bills, and I'm aware I have the insurance difficulties, and I'm aware that some of this stuff mechanically with the computers, the cars, the boat, whatever you might own, could be messing up on you all at once. It's real important that you not take this dimension that personal. In my opinion, right, I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but when you have strange things go on, it's real important to keep a positive attitude and remember that your health is all that really is truly important. The temple of your soul, the body of your soul, is what the focus is. And when you start letting everything get to you, like a bad relationship or career or problems or taxes or insurance or government problems or whatever, if you start allowing it, let it to get to you, it drains you. And it taxes your body, and that's when the health karma strikes. You know what I mean? You get my point? You know, the whole purpose of today's topic is to teach you a way to get in touch with your spirit guides. And because the body is a transmitter, because the body is the transmitting device, including the brain, and all the chakra systems in the body, it is absolutely essential that we keep the body healthy. So that should really be what the focus is. Now, the only reason why a body should not be healthy would be because one of the chakras is blocked or closed. One of the chakra system is not functioning properly because there's too much of a negative load on one or more. And isn't it funny how each of the chakras, like, believe it or not, there's two chakras in the head, one on the top of the head and one on the forehead, that control everything that go on in the brain, on the hair, the skin, the face, the eyes, the nose, the teeth, the mouth, the gums, the ears. You know, all that is controlled by the upper two chakras. The throat chakra controls everything in the neck and the throat. And because the throat is important, you know, and it contains the windpipe and the esophagus, and controls that health there. And, you know, of course, there's a lot of glands in the throat that are controlled by the throat chakra. There's the heart chakra that is so vital. It controls the heart, the lungs, the spine, the chest, the solar plexus. And the stomach chakra, obviously, the digestive system and the spleen and the pancreas, the liver, you know, there's two chakras down there, the stomach chakra and the spleen chakra, and then the root chakra. So obviously, if your chakras are down, or if they're faulty, or if there's too much negative blockage, then you can create a health imbalance in your life. And you know, if you're having a health problem, I don't care what it is, if it's arthritis or rheumatism, I believe and I have proven that the human body is an element, it's an implement of the God energy. So if used properly, I truly believe that the human body is the most powerful force in this dimension as far as healing is concerned. And whenever you detract away from the human body and you place priorities away from that one focus of wealth, which is just health, you know, like when we go through these times of hot karma and lots of stress, it's real important that you try to sail through it and process it by protecting your health and keeping yourself balanced and grounded. Because whenever you take any issue in your life that personal, that depresses you or weakens you or strains you or strains you, then it should be a hint to you to get rid of it, to process that part of your life, even in a nice manner, in a proper fashion, bless whatever the issue is, send it off, and retain your balance to protect the body, the temple of your soul, and therefore to help your spirit gain awareness. Now, when it comes to things like spirit guides is a very intense, complicated, significant, and also highly responsible, sometimes dangerous issue. Because when you start getting into new age awareness, and when you start getting into metaphysical, philosophical, and psychic and spiritual concepts, spirit guides are not like dogs or cats or birds. They're not like pets that you just plug into and bingo, there they are. Spirit guides are something that deserve a lot of respect, a lot of analysis, tremendous patience, and tremendous clarity. And clarity is the key. You know, a lot of you are walking around, you've just had your spiritual rebirth, you think you're cool, you think that you're, you know, metaphysically inclined, you're vegetarian, you're holistic, you've just taken up meditation, and you think you've found your spirit guide. His name is Ralph, he's a good-looking guy, he's from Mesopotamia, he's been 25,000 years old, he's going to help you channel and all this stuff. Now that's bull. That is bull. You know, that type of thing does not happen. You know, if you are dealing with an entity that is calling itself your spirit guide, look out. Because there is absolutely no way on this earth that I have found to confirm that any guide is absolutely, essentially yours, number one. Number two, if it is authentically a spirit guide of high echelon levels. And number three, if you are even qualified spiritually to have contact with this type of being. You know, when you talk about somebody that is in contact with their spirit guides, frankly, you know, the reason why I understand this issue is because I never, ever totally accept a guide as 100% authentic or real, because I know what entities are all about. And I know how incredibly difficult it is for beings of angelic white light love qualities to pierce limbo, to pierce the purgatory realms, to get through to us here on earth. You know, whereas there are millions and millions of entities in purgatory, in the limbo realms, dark entities, that find it ridiculously easy to pierce the earth realm to get through to us because they're here with us. Purgatory is a parallel dimension that exists with us here on earth. The only difference between purgatory and earth is that purgatory is a non-material state. It's a spiritual realm. But it's a spiritual realm that is like a holding tank, okay? And the higher levels beyond purgatory in the fourth and fifth dimensions are dimensions of love and light and more grounded and balanced spirit. Now, if you are truly getting in touch with a spirit guide from a higher realm, that means you have to be so powerful and your guide has to be so powerful that both of you can pierce the purgatory realm and form a communion, a communication between each other, a clear channel, which, believe me, is extremely difficult to attain with all the interference that's out there in the purgatory realm, for you to truly be in touch with an authentic guide. Okay? That is why when we analyze and we research things like spirit guides, and you know what's really weird, what is the strangest thing I could imagine, is if you are aware of your astrology chart, and you are aware that you do have a Pisces element that is very strong, especially if you have Scorpio, Pisces, and Cancer trines in your chart, or Scorpio, Pisces, and Cancer's energy are 4th, 8th, and 12th house planets, or trines to your moon, trines to your Neptune, and trines to your Pluto, Okay? These are all astrological elements that not only make you sensitive on Earth and emotional, and not only make you intuitive, but they leave you wide open to becoming aware, number one, of the purgatory realm and everything that's in it, and number two, of also the psychic realms and everything in it is in it. So those of us that are gifted, supposedly gifted, with Pisces, Scorpio, and Cancer energy, 4th, 8th, and 12th house planets, our trines to our moons, our Plutos, or our Neptunes, then not only are we psychic, not only are we intuitive, but we have an awesome spiritual responsibility because we are more subjected to psychic and spiritual interference not only from higher realms, but also from the purgatory realm, where the dark spirits, also known as demons, exist. Okay? So, you know, if you become aware, you know, it's funny that when I saw The Exorcist, the movie, of course, and when I saw it, and I was aware of the fact that this was really an extreme case of entity interference, you know, I became aware of the trickster, of the entity that was affecting the little girl Reagan. You know, how these beings that live in the purgatory realm are very intelligent, are very aware, they're people just like you and I, and they use us, you know, because their only contact with life, with creation, is by using a host body or by actually affixing themselves on to a human being, to an individual, and using them, attaching themselves to the chakras like leeches and encouraging us to do negative things to our body, which manifests and promote ill health and eventual death. That's why if you have habits that are self-destructive, like smoking, like drinking, like eating a lot of sugar, meat, salt, preservatives, or dairy products, or if you have habits where you get stoned, you get high, you take drugs, you know, there's a good possibility of one or more of these dark entities attached to your aura, to your chakra systems, and even though, you know, these are not spirit guides, I would call these spirit misguides. Now, if you truly want to get in touch with your spirit guide, and if that's something that's really important, which I don't really think is essential for all of us, but some people, there's a lot of books printed on it and a lot of information discussed about this issue. You know, this is an area of supernatural involvement that requires tremendous caution, extreme responsibility, and tremendous patience, and also an evolutionary state or cycle which you must go through in order to truly qualify to pierce the purgatory realm and to have a final communion with your guide. You know, like, frankly, from everything I've known and studied, not only do you need to have a holistic lifestyle, not only do you need to have a sober lifestyle, not only do you need to have a positive, loving, caring attitude, not only do you need to exude tremendous love and light, and along those lines, love protection, you know, no psychic self-defense to the hilt, okay? Not only do you need to know how to meditate and practice meditating in order to form more of a better relationship with your multidimensional self, which would bond the conscious mind with the dream state of mind, with the intuitive mind, with the higher self and the superconscious mind, and then the God self. You know, if you could form a communion with all that, then you would understand a little bit more what spirit guides are all about. Then you'd be aware of the difference between the purgatory realms and the higher realms where the true angelic guides really exist. You know, a lot of us want to believe that all of us have friends, spirit friends on the other side that guide us. In truth, we do have spirit companions, but I don't believe that they are all positive. I believe that they are a negative element. Because for beings to be in a purgatory realm, in the realm that is caught between heaven and earth, you know, between earth, it's like called, this is a I don't know how to really tell you exactly, but there is a realm below Earth, you know, which is a very, very dark realm, and then there's the realm which is Earth, and there's a realm that's just beyond Earth that you must go through in order to get to the higher realms, where there is comfort and love and light, and the God force is more obvious, okay? So when you die, you must pierce this limbo realm to get into the light. And actually, you stay there for a moment, and you must make the choice to go into the light. A lot of people don't know how to die. They have no spirit. Their philosophical and religious training is wrong. So when they die, they don't go into the light. For whatever reason, they get tricked or trapped in the purgatory state, and they remain there. They remain into another existence that is similar to Earth. It's parallel to Earth. And there's billions of souls trapped there, of course. And they use us, and they hang with us. You know, that's why of the 5 billion people on Earth, you got to believe that many of them have entities. So you can multiply that times 10 or 15 billion lost souls that are out there in the purgatory realms that accompany us as spirit companions. See what I mean? So a lot of people that are New Agers, and a lot of people that are into this stuff like channeling, which is extremely dangerous. Okay, and a lot of people who think that they have contact with their spirit guides and are sure of it, you know, it's like we don't know spiritually how naive we really are. Let's face it, when mankind takes a look back at 20th century Earth, and of the nursery school kindergarten state of consciousness that exists on this planet, now there are people walking around claiming to be masters. Can you believe that? Claiming to be masters and claiming to be messianic beings, and that's fine. Maybe they are, you know. But still, I still believe that this period of Earth history will be looked back at as a barbaric, low consciousness time with a bunch of frightened, naive, insecure puppies who think they have all the answers and know it all. All these books are published on all this psychic and spiritual stuff. They have no idea what they are dealing with. They have no idea the powers of the universe, of good and evil, that are out there that they're dealing with. And you'll meet people and they'll say, oh yes, I know my spirit guide, I channel my guide and all that. It's, you know, these people, some of these people are totally possessed by dark entities, and they've been totally convinced, just like somebody you try to get off of cigarettes or somebody that you get off of booze. I used to know a psychic that was a performer, and during her performance, she would smoke 2 packs of cigarettes in an hour, or about 2 hours. Can you put one after another? Like, sometimes she'd keep 2 going, and she could smoke 5-6 packs of cigarettes a day, and she claimed to be a channel, a psychic, and a medium. Give me a break! You know, like, that just stuff doesn't, I don't go along with that. It doesn't sit right in my gut feeling. But she had followers, and she had people sending her money and coming to her meetings. And there she would be doing her readings and smoking her brains off. You know, and it just didn't work. If you truly want to take a path of trying to contact and be in communion with these sort of guides, well, then you have to exorcise any negative elements. Exorcise, that's right. That's like removing negative entities from your aura. You have to become aware that they may be there and meditate and pray and use the psychic defenses that maybe Livinok can teach you to help protect your aura and nurture your aura and clear your chakras and allow you to be a clear channel, you know, to the higher realms. Be able to pierce that purgatory. And then if there truly is an angelic being up there that wants to contact you or send you information or whatever, assist you in your life, then you'll become aware that it's good, because what occurs after you make contact in your life is similar to a biblical vision or a biblical experience. And that's really what happened to me when I finally did make contact with a guide. It was such an emotional transition that it was like my body exploded. It was like it exploded. It was a positive experience, but still, you know, like I say, I went through a healing. You know, at the same time, I was very ill. You know, when I had my experience in contact with a high guide, at that moment, a disease and an illness and an ailment was removed from my body, so I was given an obvious sign that this was real. See, so that's what I like to do. I like to look at obvious signs of love and light and have positive vibration, because I don't think that a negative element, a negative entity, would be able to have the power of healing an individual, because I don't think they would be able to have the type of love and light power necessary to help you heal yourself in that sort of communion. Okay, so that's why I know true contact with spirit guides is a healing, loving, blissful communion and a positive experience. And unless you have that total effect, that logical effect with the so-called guides you're dealing with, then you can't trust it, and you must be careful, because it's dangerous. They can interfere in your aura with your chakra systems. They can ruin your temple and affect your body and cause ill health and possibly even worse than that. See? So this is a very, very important topic for a lot of you that are rebirthing in the love and the light. And, you know, I like to keep myself surrounded in a visualized ball that surrounds my whole body. It's like I'm always walking around in this ball of blinding white love and light that surrounds each and every one of my chakras. I know where my chakras are. I can feel them. I can use them. And I always filled those chakras with love and light and authentic power of God type energies to protect myself, because I know what's out there. And when I'm around people in crowds, when I'm around people in public, I can feel the energy in their aura. And sometimes I have to stand away from someone because there's too much negative force in their aura. It's like when you walk around people that are drug addicts or alcoholics, or if you're around people that are depressed and irritated or nervous breakdown, manic depressive, people that are homeless or starving, or people that have diseases, leprosy, and AIDS and such, you know, you can feel the tremendous amount of negativism in their auras, you know. And I believe the human being is so powerful that concerning the hope and the faith that they have, I believe if they believe in miracles like I do, that the human body can heal itself and turn any terminal illness around and cure it. You know, and it takes that power of God belief. And this stuff has happened. You know, a lot of people have been pronounced dead on this planet, and they have turned it around and pulled out of the leukemia, of the AIDS, or whatever. There are cases of people that have saved themselves because they were able to use their power of God and their healing ability to do this. And I'm sure they got an assistance from their spirit guides, their true ones, not the dark ones. And, you know, this is not something that you want to experiment with. You don't want to sit there and try to reach a spirit guide, or if you hear something in your head where someone gives you a name or tries to encourage you to think that they are, in fact, your guide. The only way that I make contact with my spirit guide is by trying to make contact with God, by praying and by promoting and by embellishing in that love and light, which is truly God. You open up a stream and a pathway like a river that pierces the purgatory realm between here and the heavenly realms that exist beyond limbo. And that would allow for a love being, for an angelic being to come down and communicate with you if you are able to open that God channel up. You know, it's not really, you're not really asking for an individual, you know, unless it's Christ, right? Which is another way to open that channel for some people. You would actually have to do something to enlarge or enlighten that God state within you that would allow this energy to flow through from the higher realms. See, a lot of people are not aware of the protection on a constant basis and of how important it is to be holy and sacred unto thyself and to allow yourself to bridge this gap and to reach the channels of the higher good. That's why, you know, when you read the Bible and when you take a look at the people that authored the Bible, you wonder if they truly had the protection that was absolutely necessary and required to channel the information that truly came from a heavenly realm or a God realm. You know, you wonder that, you question that, and you get yourself into a position where you read something like Isaiah the prophet, and you say to yourself, did this guy actually know how to make a clear channel to God? You know, was this guy able to protect himself? Are parts of the Bible filled with channeled information that came from the dark realm, from the purgatory limbo realm? You know, because there's a lot of people out there like sheep that read the Bible or read the Koran or something, and they take this as God's word. You know, and God's up there going, my gosh, I can't even defend myself along this matter. Or she's saying that. I believe God's a female force, if you want to know the truth. But, you know, it's interesting. And I see somebody that reads the Bible would hear that, and they go, oh, Farley Malaris believes God's a female force. What a blasphemer that guy is. How do you know it's not a female force? How do you know it's not a yin-yang energy? You know, right away, God in the Bible is attached to be a male energy, a yang force. Give me a break. Does that sound a little bigoted to you, or a little prejudice, segregation? I don't know. So, you know, you read this stuff in the Bible, you know where you find God, you know where you find the answers, you know where you find communion with the Spirit, you find it in yourself. The body is the temple of God, and the Spirit is the host of that body. You can use that Spirit through the transmitter, which your body is, and the chakra systems, to make contact with higher realms, as long as you are aware of what's out there. And it's not all pretty. There's some horror out there that exists there. Horror! If you see horror here on Earth, you better believe that it has a spiritual source. That's right. There's a negative element behind all elements on this planet that are negative. There's a positive, loving, caring, holy, sacred, godlike, spiritual element behind all those things on this planet that is holy and loving and sacred. And I cannot stand people that are in the spiritual New Age movement that think they know all the answers. No one knows the answers. I'm not an expert. I'm somebody here dedicated to open-mindedness and the search for further truth, but I don't create any bottom lines. I'm always searching, I'm always praying and protecting myself and hoping that the highest good will come true. And whenever you get that point where you feel fanatically involved in an issue, almost like, you know, the Jesus freaks are some of these people that are religious fanatics that come up to you, and if you don't believe what they want you to believe, you're cursed to a damnation of hell. You know, there's New Agers out there that are just like that. They have their philosophies that they got from this guru or that guru or this guru, and they believe that's it. This is the only way that works, and if you don't believe it, you're stupid, or you're crazy, or you're imbalanced, or whatever. You have to keep an open mind to this stuff, people. There is a lot of energy and a lot of information to dissect and figure out. And if you are truly meant to make contact with an angelic being, which is what true spirit guides are, they are angels. That's what they are. What do you think they are up there in the higher realms? If they're not in purgatory, and if they live in a higher realm and don't have to incarnate, they've reached an angelic state of consciousness. So having contact with a spirit guide is truly a biblical experience. And it is truly a blissful experience. And if you are like that, you would walk around with a love and a light in your eye that would be Christ-like in its reflection. You get my point of what we're talking about here today? This is an important subject. So, you know, be forewarned. If you have the elements in your astrology chart, the Pisces, the Cancer, and the Scorpio are the fourth ace, the fourth house, the eighth house, or the 12th house planets, are the trines or sextiles to your Neptune, your Pluto, or your Moon, then you will be more sensitive and more of a receptacle and more of a receiver of this type of energy that comes from the other realms of the universe, the other dimensions that exist in the universe. Okay? So there's a topic for you called spirit guides, and I was inspired to do that just before I went on the air. Had no idea exactly what was going to be said, but there it is.